gentlemen, for his first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Just my baby left me, never said a word. Was it something I done, something that she heard? My baby left me, my baby left me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm Tio.
And we are tickled pink and black and red, white, and blue. Whatever you want to color code us, we are that today because we're excited about the show.
Absolutely.
It's all about 1956 today. You know, that was a huge year for Elvis.
Uh-huh.
It was the explosion. There you go. Roll those sound effects. You're good at that. Do some more of those throughout the show today.
Okay.
All right, but we're going to cover 1956 today, everybody. The best rock and roll songs of 56. You got an opinion? Well, we're going to share somebody's with you. Billboard picked their top 15 songs of the year. And also, we're going to talk pop culture today. Top dishes of the 1950s. We're going to talk food, 50s food, baby.
Nice.
And T.L.'s going to take us through Elvis's year of 1956 and what exactly was happening with him, when, where, and how, and why. But it's all about Elvis. It's all about 1956. So, baby, do you think we should just get the ball rolling?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Now, first, we're going to hear from a gentleman who played a huge part in Elvis's life and career. I think we're talking about Mr. Sam Phillips. So, let's do it.
Elvis Presley has to be one of the most outstanding people that it's been my pleasure to meet in my lifetime. After listening to his voice, seeing his demeanor, his manner, and what I thought was a very different style, I was highly impressed with what I thought he could do as an artist. He had one of the strongest souls and spirits about him of any.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do the very first record that we ever made. This was for the Sun Record people in Memphis, Tennessee, when we first started out. It's called That's All Right, Mama.
Put on
and the wish she ain't no good for you. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, my mama. It ain't way to do. Yeah.
I have Elvis Presley on the phone. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Elvis. Just one moment.
Hello, Elvis.
You know, less than 2 years ago, you were earning $14 a week as a movie usher and then $35 a week for driving a truck in Memphis. Today, you're the most controversial name in show business. Has this sudden notoriety affected your sleep, your appetite, or the size of your head?
Not the size of my head. It's affected my sleep.
How much sleep do you get?
Oh, I average about 4 or 5 hours a night, I guess.
Is that enough?
No, it's really not, but I'm used to it. And I can't sleep any longer.
Your style of gyrating while you sing has been bitterly criticized, even by usually mild and gentle TV critics. Now, do you bear any animosity towards these critics?
Well, not really. Those people have a job to do, and they do it.
And do you think you've learned anything from the criticism leveled at you?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, huh?
Because I don't feel that I'm doing anything wrong.
On his mind, he said, money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you want to get along with me. Well, I screamed and I hollered, I was so hard pressed, I called the woman that I loved the best. I finally got my baby about 3:30. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me.
My buddy, my baby. I love him. We are very good friends, and it was a very great loss to the music world. Elvis is one of the greatest performers ever lived in this world, and electrifying, elevated. Oh, he's just, you can't say enough He's just beautiful. Right. I love Elvis.
Bob, Bob, loo, bob, bob, bam, boom, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Bob, Bob, loo, bob, bob, bam, boom. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She rob me to the east, she rob me to the west. She's a gal that I love best. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. Hey! Blop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Blop, bam, boom, blop, bam, boom.
The year is 1956, Tricia Lee, or TL as we know and love you here on Blue Suede Connection. And lots of things to talk about in 1956, like the average price of a new home. Can you imagine $11,700 for a brand new home?
I wish.
Now, I don't know what part of the United States this was in, but I bet everywhere we live in Winchester, Virginia, it was probably even less than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the average. The average monthly rent in 1956 was $88 a month.
Ooh.
Yearly wages back then were about $4,450 a year.
Mm-hmm.
The average price of gas then was 22 cents a gallon.
Nice.
Big events happening in 1956. Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews star in the Broadway premiere of My Fair Lady.
Mm.
The first TV serial As the World Turns begins on CBS.
Oh, wow.
The first hard disk is invented by IBM.
Mm.
Rocky Marciano retires as the only undefeated heavyweight champion ever. The epic film, The Ten Commandments, premieres the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alabama bus segregation laws are declared illegal by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Nice.
And the big one here, Grace Kelly marries Prince Rainier in 1956.
Aww.
So there you go, a little pop culture in 1956. Now, you know, you just heard Elvis doing a Little Richard song, Tutti Frutti.
Mm-hmm.
And Little Richard got mad anybody else did it. Because they would whiten it up way too much.
Yeah.
But he was very satisfied and okay with Elvis doing it.
Obviously.
And part of the reason, not only because Elvis delivered it the way it should be delivered it, but because by Elvis doing Tutti Frutti,
mm-hmm.
it kind of opened up the door to a very segregated world at that time.
Right, for black artists.
Yeah, and we're going to let Rufus Thomas kind of explain it more here in a minute, but it really did because Elvis was an innovator.
Mm-hmm.
And we've shared this many times on the show. In 1956, there were two worlds
mm-hmm.
in music. There was the black or white music. And white kids were actually buying Little Richard records and stuff,
right,
but
right.
putting them in Pat Boone's sleeves so mom and dad didn't know what they were really listening to.
Right.
But I think Elvis played a part in allowing that to be a little bit more
And they
open.
Were going to a lot of their concerts, too,
yeah.
but they would even segregate the crowd with a line down the middle, and the white kids would sit on
right.
one side and the black kids would sit on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops would freak out whenever they'd start dancing and intermix.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no, can't have done that.
Well, Rufus Thomas was a great Memphis blues artist, and he had a couple of national hits, and he knew Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear what Rufus has to say about this whole thing.
Elvis came out with a style of his own, and it was very creative. And once he got into it and you got that feel, Elvis just took off like a late freight. And with Elvis doing this kind of music, gave an injection to black music that no other artist had ever done.
Mm-hmm.
baby, I know it can't be me. Just want to treat me right. You like to ball every morning. Don't come home too late at night.
Had a background there at Sun Records that I truly feel, and I'm not being modest or immodest about it, that gave him that inertia to go in and feel confidence in himself and what he wanted to do, and even say, even though he said yes sir to everybody and no sir, he would tell him in his own way that this was his session when he went to RCA. That had a lot to do with Elvis Presley being what he...
Well, since my head baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, a heartbreak hotel. I think it's so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby, so lonely. Well, they'd be so lonely, they could die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep falling, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. Well, they'd be so lonely, well, they'd be so lonely. Well, they'd be so lonely, they pray to die.
Well, there you go. That was it.
Man.
That was the Dorsey Brothers Show. That was the big hit. That was his first number one hit for RCA Records. That's the song that put Elvis on the map.
Right.
And that was obviously, like I said, a live edition there. He premiered it there on the Dorsey Brothers Stage Show, which was the first live shows he did
right.
in 1956. He did a whole lot of stuff in 1956 other than just make music. And you're going to talk all about that, baby. And we're going to do it in a couple sections today, right? You're going to share
That's
a few.
That's right, yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about all that and play lots more great, fantastic, wonderful, awesome, amazing Elvis music. Baby, where do they find all this stuff?
Blue Suede Connection.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, because Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam!
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
The ultimate Elvis champion Cody Dayanath and the Infinity Tribute Band comes to Hagerstown, Maryland at the Maryland Theater with the Ultimate Elvis Concert. This multimedia production features all the hits of the King of Rock and Roll featuring his early music career, the 68 comeback special to the bright lights of his Las Vegas years. Tickets are on sale 301-790-2000 or mdtheater.org.
Hi, this is Trudy from the Blue Suede Music Festival in Alberta, Canada, and I made my Blue Suede connection.
Elvis Presley, and here he is.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man.
So right now, moms and dads are terrified at home when they turn on CBS and see see this young man with long hair and sideburns jumping around and singing this wild music.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy and Susie are just loving every minute of it.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, that this is the beginning, folks. This is the year 1956. This is when Elvis took the scene there. And he did it in many ways, just in his recordings alone, the way he looked, the way he dressed, the way everything. He was just totally different.
Yeah. He was something new.
And the world and the country focused in on this young hillbilly cat from Memphis, Tennessee. And 56 was a busy year for him, right, babe? And you're going to share some things with us right now that was going on with him in that year.
Exactly. And before we get to January 56, it's worth commenting that December of 55, that RCA had re-released all of Elvis's The Five Sons singles.
Oh, yeah.
With Mystery Train just before they took him over in January. I think that's worth saying there.
You'll hear some of those songs today on the show because they did re-release them, so they're officially 1956
right,
recordings.
Yeah, because they were re-released. But in January of 56, Elvis spends the first week of the new year playing small towns with Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash.
Oh, I'd like to see that tour.
Yeah, they were all really good friends.
Right, right.
Yeah, in January 10th, Elvis has his first recording session at the RCA studio in Nashville where he records Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
In January 27th, RCA released Heartbreak Hotel, and I Was the One.
Okay.
January 28th, Elvis makes his national television debut on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey Show, which we just played a clip from. In January 30th, at his second session at RCA, Elvis records Blue Suede Shoes.
Uh-oh.
Now, I think it's worth talking about this for a minute because there are so many misconceptions.
About blue suede shoes?
Yes.
Yes.
About blue suede shoes. And I think it's very important to say that while Carl Perkins recorded his in 1955 and it was released in January of 56.
And it was very successful for
it
Carl.
It was rivaling Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They were swapping number one spots on the Billboard.
Right.
It was like every other week it would be Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel and then Carl Perkins Blue Suede Shoes, and this went on and on and on until finally Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel ended up kicking Perkins completely down the list.
And everybody else,
yeah. And it held that spot for like 3 or 4 weeks or something like that. And Carl Perkins ended up eventually sliding off the charts.
Right.
But the rumor is that Carl did not want Elvis to record Blue Suede Shoes and that Elvis had dumped him off the charts by recording his music. And that is so false.
Right.
Number one, they were very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I have gotten this from the horse's mouth because back in the early 90s when I had my own Elvis Club, I would go to Memphis. They would have big events for the club presidents, and Carl would show up, and he would perform or he would speak to us. And from his own words, he told the group that he was very excited to have Elvis do his music. And Elvis called him and actually asked permission to do it because his song had finally dumped off the charts.
And RCA was pushing Elvis to do Blue Suede Shoes.
They wanted him to do it much sooner than Elvis wanted to do it because Elvis was telling him, no, my friend's got a really good hit. I want to let his hit have its day, and then we'll talk about it. And only then did he get with Carl. And Carl personally said to all of us in that room, there was nothing more exciting to him than having Elvis do his music.
Right.
And this is like in the 90s, like probably about 8 years before he passed.
So he gave Elvis his blessings.
He gave him his blessings, and he said, yeah, go for it. He had his day. So.
And to speak of what good friends they were, in the second half of the show today, in hour number two, you're going to hear a little bit of the Million Dollar Quartet where Elvis hung out with Carl.
Right.
And Jerry Lee and Johnny. So we'll hear all that stuff. It's all happening here on what show is this? Maybe I love this show. What is it called?
It's called Blue Suede Connection.
It was about 1955, and we were working with Eddie Arnold. And we came to Memphis to do a show with Eddie Arnold at the Ellis Auditorium. And Elvis had been hearing us sing on the Grand Ole Opry. He loved spiritual music, and he had been hearing us sing on the Grand Ole Opry, NBC portion of the Grand Ole Opry, a spiritual almost every Saturday night. And so he wanted, you know, he loved male quartets, and so he came back behind stage to meet us, and that's the first time we met him. And the only way, really, to tell you the truth, the only way I could really remember him was the fact that he had on a white coat, a pink shirt, in black trousers, and in those days, you just didn't see a pink shirt on a guy, you know, and I think that's really the reason that I remember.
I'll be as strong as a mountain, or weak as a willow tree.
When did you first feel that you wanted to be a singer?
When I first realized I could sing, at about 2 years of age, I found myself singing. I mean, I was singing, and people would listen to me around the housing project, probably. As time went by, I was about 8 years old, and they entered me at a talent show. I wore glasses, had no music, and I won, I think it was fifth place in this talent contest, this state. I got a whipping the same day. My mother whipped me for something. I wanted to ride. Destroyed my ego completely. But I would sing like in church, my mother and father. But when I was about 10 years old, they gave me a choice between a guitar and a bicycle. So I took the guitar and to watch people. I learned to play it.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fooling about money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. It's Saturday night, baby, and I feel it fine. I wanna rock it up. I wanna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, having a ballin' night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. Shake on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna rip it up. Along about 10, I'll be flying high. I walk on out in the open sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be a one. I have a soul, I wanna rock it up. I wanna live it up. I wanna shake it up, gonna ball it up. I wanna live it up, having a ball tonight. Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'ma feel it fine. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up.
If you wanna be loved, behave like you were got the love for me too. If you wanna be loved, behave like you got the love for me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one sorry love affair. If you wanna be kissed, well you were got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be kissed, well, you were gonna kiss me too. Oh, yeah. Oh, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, a fair exchange depends on no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby. That's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you were got to hug me too. Oh, yeah. If you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh, yeah. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Yeah. Why, if you know you can't take it, well, no, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Oh, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, if there is taking, there's no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me, too. Oh, yeah, if you want to be hugged, baby, you got to hug me, too. Oh, yeah, oh, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Oh, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
There you go. One-sided Woo! Love affair, yes. From 1956, which is the year we are featuring today, the year it all happened. We're calling it the explosion. Yeah, there you go. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to pay you to do that. That's good.
Awesome.
Can you do any others?
Probably, but how much are you going
to
pay me?
I don't know. We'll have to think about that. We'll have to think about that one. No, so he's already done the Dorsey Brothers show. He's already got a number one hit with Heartbreak Hotel. So the world, everybody once again is paying attention. And Uncle Milty, Milton Berle, who had a huge popular show back in the day, he saw something in Elvis and thought, we've got to get him on our show.
Right.
And Milton did something different that he hadn't, Elvis hadn't done on TV yet. Everybody had a guitar in front of Elvis. So it kind of refrained him from moving the way he liked to move.
Right.
Well, Uncle Milty gave him free rein, and, and there's no guitar there, so Elvis kind of takes advantage of that.
I don't think he knew what to expect.
Right. Well, here you go. Here's what happened.
Hey, young man, if you want an autograph, would you stand in back there?
Uh-uh.
I don't care who you are. Everybody wants...
I'm Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley!
Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that I'm revealing any secrets when I say that Elvis Presley is the fastest rising young singer in the entertainment industry today.
I've been getting some pretty bad publicity lately, especially after the Milton Berle show. I got quite a bit of bad publicity with my actions on the stage.
I'll tell you one thing, Elvis Presley. We have 50,000 watts, and you'll never hear anything other than Elvis Presley is a very fine person here. We have been playing your records for a long time.
Well, thank you very much. I've been listening to your station for the past couple of days ever since I've been down here, and I can say that, and I certainly appreciate it a lot, because if there wasn't somebody on my side, I'd be lost.
Well, we're on his side, huh?
Absolutely.
Definitely. So I'm glad that that guy helped him out there and kind of encouraged him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that performance, once again, is the one that really got him in trouble. I think the next day, all the ads come out in the newspapers. Elvis, a wiggling freak on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And,
burlesque. They were calling it burlesque. Yeah.
A strip that I saw one that said they never saw a grown man make love to a microphone on the TV before. And the thing is, all he was doing, he wasn't doing it to be vulgar. Elvis was just having fun, feeling music. Mm-hmm. That's what he did.
Right.
He was basically a music instrument.
Yeah.
Set to music. I mean, his body was just set to music, and he couldn't stand still. Mm-hmm. You'll hear that a little bit later. There's a little thing where they ask him about his wiggling on stage, and he says, I just can't not do it. It's just part of me,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
was all part of Elvis. All part of that Elvis mystique back in the day, huh?
Exactly.
He created controversy not even trying to. But the thing is with Elvis, though, and I think you'll agree, is when he realized it did create a little something, he knew to play off of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he was by far not stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
He knew what to do.
And I think the Colonel also helped him with that.
Like, right.
Because there is a story where Elvis says he didn't realize mm-hmm. what his legs were really doing.
Right.
And when he come off stage, Colonel said, boy, get back on there and do some more of that.
There you go. Folks, you're listening to the year 1956 here on Blue Suede Connection today. We've got a whole lot more. In fact, T.L.'s going to take us back to 1956 again and share a little bit of what Elvis was doing in the day. And we've got so much great music. In fact, Elvis is about to hit the big one with a very famous television show. And I think you guys know what one I'm talking about. It's going to be a really big shoe right after this.
The ultimate Elvis champion Cody Dayanath and the Infinity Tribute Band comes to Hagerstown, Maryland at the Maryland Theater with the Ultimate Elvis Concert. This multimedia production features all the hits of the King of Rock and Roll featuring his early music career, the 68 comeback special to the bright lights of his Las Vegas years. Tickets are on sale 301-790-2000 or mdtheater.org.
Hi, this is Trudy from the Blue Suede Music Festival in Alberta, Canada, and I made my Blue Suede connection.
Now back to the music.
Ed was a very warm person. Ed didn't come to he only came to the actual filming of the show. He didn't come to the dress rehearsal. And first time that the Jordanaires and Elvis and DJ and Scotty had met Mr. Sullivan. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect, neither did Elvis.
Ready, set, go and go. I got a gal that I love so. Rock and roll, got a hot top cap, got a dungaree dog. I headed to the gym, to the sock hop ball. The gum and the cats are going wild. The minute it really sent my day to the rock and roll. Not a dungaree dog. I hit the water gym to the sock hop ball. The dogs really jump and the cats are going wild. The music really sent my day to great stars. Ready to rock and roll. Take all my shoes, roll up my faded jeans. Rock and roll, baby, pour on the steam. Shuffle to the left, shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll till the end. Rock and roll.
There you go. That's from the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956. Elvis doing Ready Teddy and getting the crowd all stirred up. You know, mm-hmm. by now rock and roll is mainstream in America, and it's going across right. the pond now and everywhere else. People are just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1956, before Elvis really hit it big, a couple popular people were like Dean Martin, Perry Como, Ella Fitzgerald. They were all kind of the pop scene at that time. And even
right.
Frank was still doing stuff. But then once Elvis hit, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee, and the gang, they all just kind of followed right in there behind
him. Yeah, exactly.
Him, and
they filled in the gaps,
mm-hmm.
yep.
And then they started going on Ed Sullivan and Milton mm-hmm. Berle and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
Once again, the slogan we always use before anybody did anything,
Elvis
did everything.
Everything.
He was the first rock and roll artist to appear, I think, on national TV scene like
mm-hmm.
he did. So once again, it's 1956, and you shared earlier with us a couple things that were going on for Elvis. So continue, baby. Tell us some more. What was Elvis doing in 1956?
All right. So we left off in February. So from February 5th all the way to the 24th, Elvis was touring the East Coast in Florida. so many, many weeks. And that was probably the interview we just heard on the radio station, because he said, I've been down here for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And he thanked them for supporting him. And to this day, Florida and the East Coast are huge, huge into Elvis.
Right.
Yeah. And then March 31st, the album Elvis Presley enters Billboard at number 11.
All right.
With excess sales of 100,000.
Wow.
So I guess that was more than what they had expected initially.
Sure.
April 3rd, Elvis appears on the Milton Berle Show. April 6th, Elvis signs a seven-year contract with Hal Wallace and Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that starts Elvis's, I don't know if you want to call it rise or downfall from the movie industry.
Well, the first yeah. four were the rise.
They got him a little bit there, and then it was all downhill after that. April 7th, Heartbreak Hotel is awarded the Triple Crown Award.
Wow, that was a big one for him.
Yes. April 14th, Billboard awards Elvis with the gold disc for selling a million copies of Heartbreak Hotel.
Great.
So it kind of sounds like if you go over these first, you know, 5 months here, 4 or 5 months of 1956, the Heartbreak Hotel is really the big one.
Yeah, it is. It was the skyrocketing song,
Yeah.
But it wasn't his biggest hit of the year.
No.
That's coming up later, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, don't say. Don't be cruel and let everybody know too early. We don't want anyone to know that.
Okay,
baby. Gordon Stoker, he was part of the Jordanaires. He was kind of the main guy. He was like the leader of the Jordanaires, and he's still with us to this day.
I know. He's one of the last.
Yeah. And he had a lot to share with about Elvis through the years, and he's always said nice, great things about him. And, well, here he is talking a little bit about Elvis and Sullivan and kind of some things that happened.
When we went over to Sullivan, he was determined to do a super job. And I think he took more liberties on the Sullivan Show than any act did in those days. You know, no one flubbed a word in those days. Of course, Elvis flubbed a word on several songs, and he'd make a joke out of it. He always took the best attitude.
Elvis Presley!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Sullivan. Friends, we'd like to do a number for you from our new album. It was just released by RCA Victor this week. With the help of the Jordanaires, friends, we'd like to do one called Love Me. It's a new one on you, isn't it? Treat me like a fool. My faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Wherever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue. Somebody I would beg and steal.
Beg and steal.
Just to feel. Your heart.
I want your heart.
Beating close to mine.
So
love. Go, darling, I'll be yours. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear. He would beg and steal. Just to feel.
Yes, just to feel.
Oh, heart.
I want your heart.
We ain't lost too much.
So close to
go, darling, I'll be so lonely. Oh, baby.
begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Presley, while you're up, don't change that position for a minute. I'm reminded of the Ed Sullivan shows where they wouldn't shoot
so
that.
So am I. That's why I'm sitting down.
Well, I'm in my blue, remember times ago again. What a rainbow turned to cloud away. Well, I'm in my blue, remember times ago again. You'll be back. Someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart. And I blew it again from time to go. Well, when the my blue, the moon turned to gold again. Well, the rainbow turned the cloud away. Well, when my blue, the moon turned to gold again. Now you'll be back.
Unless you're really looking for it, you don't realize, you know, how big a part the Jordanaires played in the 50s with Elvis. I mean, they really, the harmonies and stuff with those guys, they were really good, and they were on it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And they actually, and all the different types of songs he did, whether it was a fast song, like a rockin' tune, they were perfect on it,
right.
Or something like that, which is medium speed, they did it, and then the slow love songs, their backgrounds, they just really did a good job. And they don't get a lot of credit because, you know, just like the band, Scotty, Bill, and DJ.
Well,
you know?
That's what I was going to say. Probably the best things Elvis did in the very beginning was to add DJ and then add the Jordanaires.
Right. Well, top10s.com picked the 10 best 50s rock and roll songs. So this isn't just 56, but it is the 50s, and a lot of these were before the later 50s. So you can judge for yourself. Do you agree? Do you disagree right here?
Mm-hmm.
This is top10s.com. And once again, if you don't like it, don't be mad at me. You just write to top10s.com. Number 10, they say Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. Number 9, Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line. Number 8, Good Golly Miss Molly, Little Richard once again. Number 7, Great Balls of Fire by The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. Number 6, That'll Be the Day by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Number 5, a song called Hound Dog by Elvin Pelvin. Number 4, Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets. Number 3, Johnny Be Good by Mr. Chuck Berry. Number 2, Heartbreak Hotel by the Hillbilly Cat once again.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the greatest 50s rock and roll song was Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley. Now, see, now would be a perfect time to go into Jailhouse Rock. But I can't do it because that was 1957.
Exactly.
So you've got to stick with 1956. So here's a great tune from 1956. It's called Paralyzed.
When you looked into my eyes, I stood there like I was hypnotized. You sent a feeling to my spine, feeling warm, smooth and fine. All I could do was stand.
took my hand and ooh, baby, what a chill. I feel like a rabbit, you real tight. Squeeze and squeeze with all of my head. All I could do was stand paralyzed. Oh, yeah, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, ever since the day you came my way. Remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine. In front of the preacher, you said I do. I couldn't say a word for a thing of you. All I could do was stand paralyzed. Oh, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, ever since the day you came my just one bigger happy game. I'm gay every morning. At night I'm still the same. Baloney Charlie, do you remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine? In the front of the preacher you said I do. I couldn't say a word for the thinking of you. All I could do was stand there.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Now back to the music on your Blue Suede Connection.
Train a ride, 16 coaches long. Train a ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all mine, she's my all mine. Train, train. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again.
Standing alone,
me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for.
Elvis there. Not a whole lot of instruments involved.
It's nice.
But he's creating a mood.
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job on that. That's early, early stuff right there from 55. So.
Right, yeah. Re-released.
Yeah, that was re-released from Sun. When RCA got him, they also got all the Sun cuts. I guess that was part of the deal, huh?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking 1956. We're talking Elvis and all the things going on in the world with him. And also other things going on in the world. And in 1956, these were the popular films of that year. Guys and Dolls, The King and I,
mm-hmm.
Trapeze, High Society, and Around the World in 80 Days.
Yeah.
So movies were a big thing in the 50s. You know, drive-ins were huge.
Mm-hmm.
People would pack the cinemas on the weekends, you know, to go see the big Saturday night picture show, as they would call them back in the day. So, of course, Elvis is now a national star. He's been on Sullivan and Milton Berle, and he's been all over people's TV screens and newsreels and stuff. Like, who was this crazy guy?
Mm-hmm.
So he had caught on. So, of course, Hollywood came calling.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
did, yeah.
Exactly. So they did a song called Love Me Tender, but it was actually the name of a movie, but it was supposed to be called The Reno Brothers. But because Elvis had sang this song,
mm-hmm.
20th Century Fox said, no, we got to change the name of this movie to Love Me Tender.
Yeah, because the song was a hit.
Yeah. And pre-orders for that song, I think you're going to share that later in your stuff there. So Elvis, of course, on Ed Sullivan, had the premiere. His brand new song, Love Me Tender. So let's do it.
And now, friends, we'd like to introduce you to a brand new song that's completely different from anything we've ever done. And this is the title of our brand new 20th Century Fox movie. And it's also my newest RCA Victor skate release. And with the help of the very wonderful Jordan Ayers, a song called Love Me Tender.
Love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I
to your acting, you have stated you would like to be a more serious actor. And do you plan to possibly go to some school or some dramatic school?
Well, it wouldn't hurt me any to go to school, but I learn best by experience. I never was very good in schools of any kind.
Blue, 'cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I've got a dolly like you. Ain't got a crust, ain't got a cent, can't buy a jug, can't pay the rent. I got a heart full of dreams and a lot of memories, and that's enough for me. They call me poor boy, poor boy, but I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue, 'cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I've got a darling like you. Can't buy a house, can't buy a lot, ain't got a bean, ain't got a pot, but what I got is a heart full of love and memory, and that's enough for me. They call me poor boy, poor boy, poor boy, but I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue, 'cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I've got a darling like you. Don't have a pig, don't have a cow, I don't have a horse to pull a plow, but what I got is a heart full of love and memory, and that's enough for me. They call me poor boy, poor boy, poor boy, but I ain't lonesome and I ain't blue, 'cause I could never be a poor boy as long as I got a dolly like, I got a dolly like, I got a dolly like you.
I saw Love Me Tender, his first film, you know. And we were all so excited. We were sitting there, I think me and John, a couple of the guys, sitting there waiting for Elvis, you know. But it was a kind of like it was a film.
It's a story.
And you know, he was, you first saw him, he was in a field with a plow and a horse. And you go, yes, that's him, that's him. And then it kind of cut in on him. You know, hey, wow, the cinema went wild. And then, but there's no singing, you know, and he's talking and all that. We're going, yeah, well, okay, that's good, but... And then he suddenly, they're talking about the house leaking and stuff. He grabs the guitar. Well, there's a leak in this old building. Yes, there's a leak in this old building.
Right.
And then there's a hole in the roof where the rain pours in. Hole in the floor where it runs right out again.
Yeah. Yes. This place went wild.
Man.
Well, there's a leak in this old building. Yes, there's a leak in this old building. Well, there's a leak in this old building. We're gonna move to a better home. We got no pain in this old window. We got no pain
in this old wind. We got no pain in this old wind. We're gonna move to a better home. Well, there's a hole in the roof where the rain pours in. A hole in the floor where it runs right out again. Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak.
In this old building.
Well, there's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
Yes, there's a leak.
In this old building.
There's a leak.
Well, yes, there's a leak.
There's a leak.
In this old building.
Better leak.
We're gonna move to a better home. Well, there's a crack across the ceiling. Yes, there's a crack across the ceiling. Well, there's a crack across the ceiling. We're gonna find us a better home. Well, we got a stove.
We got a stove.
Without a chimney.
We got a stove.
We got a stove.
We got a stove.
Without a chimney.
We got a stove.
What good's a stove?
We got a stove.
Without a chimney.
We got a stove.
We're gonna move to a better home. Pulling down window shades is no use at all. The kids and the neighbors kind of peek right through the wall. Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak.
In this old building.
Well, there's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
Yes, there's a leak.
In this old building.
There's a leak.
Well, there's a leak.
There's a leak.
In this old building.
Look out below.
We're gonna move to a better. Move to a better. Move to a better. Oh.
There you go. You like Paul McCartney's little story in there, yeah, too, huh?
Yeah, I love it. Yep.
You're a big Paul fan, aren't you?
I do like Paul, yes.
He's my favorite Beatle, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people. Well, of course, you got your John Lennon people and your Paul
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely, yeah.
But Paul was the nicer one. He was the nice Beatle.
I don't know.
All right, so we're talking 1956, and we're talking Elvis, of course, and... You know, Elvis probably watched all these shows because he had three or four televisions in his house, even in the 50s. Not, didn't wait till the 70s to do that.
Yeah.
He had tons of TVs. The top shows of the day, though, were I Love Lucy,
mm-hmm,
the Ed Sullivan Show, which you heard a little bit about earlier, the $64,000 Question, December Bride, Alfred Hitchcock Presents,
yes,
I've Got a Secret, Gunsmoke, Hot Diggity Dog Diggity, the Perry Como Show,
yeah,
and the Jack Benny Show.
Love that.
They were the big shows of the day.
Yeah, nice. I really loved I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm. I know you did.
I still love I Love Lucy.
Yeah,
Who doesn't?
We watch Lucy and Andy from time to time in our house. They will forever live on television because they were classics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 1956, like I said, and Elvis is the hottest thing in the world. The teenagers love Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids all across the Midwest and all over the world were digging Elvis. Now, Las Vegas was a happening place in 1956 as well. Sinatra and Dean and those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Rat Pack is really ruling Vegas.
Yeah, they own Vegas. And I don't know that Vegas was ready for rock and roll. What do you think?
I don't think so.
Well, what I'm getting to here is in 1956, Elvis played at the New Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas. Liberace and his brother Freddie were there in the front row. They got to meet and greet Elvis, and they created somewhat of a little friendship there. And there's pictures of that if you look for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the crowd was not into rock and roll, nor were they into Elvis. Now, if you ever get an opportunity to listen to the whole concert, but there's only a little bit of it, and some of it's chopped up, that's why we're only going to play one cut from it today. But you will hear Elvis, there's sarcasm when he's talking.
Yeah.
He goes, folks, thanks for listening to my music, if you want to call it that, and that kind of thing. And he calls Heartbreak Hotel, Heartburn Motel. And,
yeah.
But in Blue Suede Shoes is what you're going to hear. They're trying to wake up the people.
Mm-hmm.
And DJ Fontana, Elvis's drummer, tries to wake them up a little bit. So we'll leave it at that. But if you listen to the crowd, you'll hear that they are just not into our boy.
Well, this song, friends, is called The Blue Suede Shoes. Well, it's one for the money, a two for the show, a three to get ready, now go, can't go, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. You knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but I'm honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but I'll never do it. car, drank my liquor from an old fruit jar. I'll do anything she wanna do. Now my honey, they hung for my shoes, don't you? They broke my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but they hung for my blue suede shoes. The money for the show. Way to get ready now. Go cat, go the dog. Step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but they hold for my blue suede shoes. Show. Ready, get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but it's all my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue suede shoes, blue suede shoes.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
The ultimate Elvis champion Cody Dayanath and the Infinity Tribute Band comes to Hagerstown, Maryland at the Maryland Theater with the Ultimate Elvis Concert. This multimedia production features all the hits of the King of Rock and Roll, featuring his early music career, the 68 comeback special to the bright lights of his Las Vegas years. Tickets are on sale, 301-790-2000 or mdtheater.org.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Trudy from the Blue Suede Music Festival in Alberta, Canada, and I made my Blue Suede connection.
Now back to the music.
Well, I heard your news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard your news. That's good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard your news. There's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid, I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rockin' shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight. Well, we're going to rock, rock, rock.
That's one of my favorite cuts from the Sun stuff.
Yeah, that's really good stuff there.
It's kind of a tie between that one and Mystery Train. It's my favorite of those Sun recordings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're talking 1956, everybody. TL's been kind of sharing with us Elvis's walk through the year of 1956.
Right.
So where did you leave off, and what's happening now?
So we're in May of 1956, and basically May and June of that year, he was just touring. He was in the Midwest of the United States in May and on the West Coast in June.
Mm-hmm.
Then in July 1st, Elvis shows up at NBC and appears on the Steve Allen Show.
Okay.
Yep, so there starts that whole controversy.
Right. Yeah.
And then July 2nd, Elvis records Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, and Any Way You Want Me.
All right.
July 31st, 18 days after the release of Hound Dog, it's certified a million seller.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a big deal for
him. Didn't take long, huh?
Mm-mm. September 8th, Elvis gets another Triple Crown Award as Don't Be Cruel tops the sales, jukebox, and disc jockey charts.
Amazing.
All three.
Mm-hmm.
September 15th, Don't Be Cruel reaches number one on Billboard and stays there for 7 weeks.
Wow, big stuff.
And then September 28th, RCA releases the title song from Elvis's first movie, Love Me Tender. There's advanced sales of that because he performed it live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unparalleled with 856,327 copies
pre-ordered
before it even comes out.
And you folks got to hear that performance just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Well, once again, Billboard magazine, they were the Bible of music back in the day. They and still are today. They gave their top 15 biggest hits of 1956. And real quickly, number 15, All Shook Up by Elvis Presley. Number 14, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You by Elvis Presley. Number 13, I Almost Lost My Mind, Pat Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, The Great Pretender, The Platters. Number 11, Moonglow by Morris Stoloff.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Rock and Roll Waltz by K-Star. Number 9, Memories Are Middle of This, Dean Martin.
Love Dina.
Number 8, Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. Number 7, K Say Ra, Say Ra by Doris Day. Number 6, The Poor People of Paris by Jess Blackster. Number 5, The Wayward Wind by Cogie Grant. Number 4, My Prayer by The Platters. Number 3, Lisbon, Antigua by Nelson Riddle. Number 2, Heartburn Motel by Elvis Presley. And the number 1 song, biggest selling song, biggest hit of 1956 was Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Shaped like a cannonball,
she loves me, Lord, you can hear me squall, she cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living, I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. My baby knows just how to treat me right. Me plenty love and morning, noon and night, she cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living, I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. Sweet like wine, and when she kisses me, I get high every time she cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living, I cried, I'm so glad you're mine.
How long do you think that rock and roll will last now? Or do you think that it's...
Well, I wish I knew. That's a question that if I could answer, I'd be making plans for the future, but I don't know. I'll say this. It's very hot now, and I like it. I enjoy rock and roll. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't. But as long as it lasts, as long as it sells, I'll continue doing it, as long as that's what the people want. And if they change, if it dies out, I'll try to do something else. And if that doesn't work, I'll just say, well, I had my day.
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. Who has a world treating you? Every sweet thing that matters has been broken in two. All my dreams have been shattered as a world treating you. How's the world treating you? Ooh.
right, we're rolling through 1956 today here on Blue Suede Connection. We're calling it the explosion. This is the year that Elvis ruled the charts and ruled the television, ruled the movie cinemas and
everything, basically.
Everything was Elvis
was
back in the day.
Annoying all the parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know our boy loved to eat, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we have the HoustonPress.com. They put out the top five 1950s foods. This is what you were having at the dinner table and at parties and things like that. And number five on their list, deviled eggs. That became a staple hors d'oeuvre at the backyard barbecues and cocktail parties across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, baked Alaska, a.k.a., if you don't know what that is, a.k.a. ice cream and sponge cake encased in a toasted meringue on top of it. Although invented in the 19th century, the increased availability and affordability and reliable ovens of the 1950s made this a household favorite. Because those ovens were good, well, they can make baked Alaska now.
Okay.
Often, Dad would get home from work, and Tommy and Cindy would get done their homework, and they'd sit around the table, and Mom would make tuna noodle casserole.
Ew, yuck.
One-dish meals were heavily marketed in the 1950s. Betty Crocker cashed in on that and made their dish popular.
Mm-mm.
It called for Campbell's cream of mushroom soup and B&B mushrooms.
Do you like that?
It's okay.
Hmm.
I do like this one, number two, meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
You got to add a slide of buttery, creamy mashed potatoes, a tall glass of milk, and you've got a quintessential 50s feast.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing in the 1950s, lots of homes were doing this, and I guess busy moms love this one, the Swanson frozen dinners.
Yeah.
First introduced in 1954 during a live TV broadcast, these tidy dinners soon became America's favorite and fake home-cooked meal.
Fake?
Yes.
No doubt.
Most of the original varieties are still actually available today, and if you,
sure they're not made like they were back then.
No, the most popular and still to this day is the roast turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and corn, and usually some little weird.
It tastes like somebody dropped a pound of salt in there.
Back in the day, that was a big discovery, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, I love you too much. Share your heart too much. When I want some love, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. Need your hug, please be mine.
There you go. Too much on Blue Suede Connection. Never too much Elvis around here, is there?
No, never.
Never enough Elvis around here. Of course, we try to provide all we can in 2 hours every week.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we got a lot more good stuff on the way. We're going to go to that Million Dollar Quartet that we talked about earlier, and you're going to share a little something about that. That's all going to happen right after the break, right, baby?
That's right.
And everybody is listening to
Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
the ultimate Elvis champion Cody Dayanath and the Infinity Tribute Band comes to Hagerstown, Maryland at the Maryland Theater with the Ultimate Elvis Concert. This multimedia production features all the hits of the King of Rock and Roll featuring his early music career, the 68 comeback special to the bright lights of his Las Vegas years. Tickets are on sale 301-790-2000 or mdtheater.org.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Blue moon. Blue moon. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. She gonna bring the baby back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say, blue moon, I've got to get it, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say, blue moon, I've got to get it, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Once again, one of those covers and carryovers from the Sundays. So you've been covering everything Elvis did. You've been following his tracks through 1956.
That's right. We're in October. October 19th, Elvis releases his second LP, simply titled Elvis. November 16th, Love Me Tender premieres at the Paramount Theater in New York City. Mm-hmm. We've all seen clips of that.
Yeah.
Really amazing. December 4th, a Million Dollar Quartet jam session there in Memphis. It just kind of happens.
Right.
December 29th, Elvis makes chart history again by having 10 songs on Billboard's Top 100 for the weeks ending December 19th.
There you go. Well, you mentioned the Million Dollar Quartet and how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
The way I understand it is Carl Perkins and the boys were there to record some stuff. They needed a piano.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl called in a young fellow named Jerry Lee Lewis that was new to the label and brought him in, and they met and introduced each other. And then Johnny Cash just happened to be wandering by
because
he was just starting to record there. And, of course, Elvis was back taking a little rest and relaxation, went back home to Memphis to hang out. And, of course, Elvis, a loyal guy, wanted to go back and see his old friend and son.
Right.
And Elvis stopped in, and hence, there you have the Million Dollar Quartet. Sam was at least smart enough to put him in the room there at the piano and have him play around a little bit.
He was smart enough to turn on the tape deck.
Right, and here's some of the stuff he recorded.
Well, I'm going to lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my burden down by the riverside. Study one more. Well, I ain't going to study one more. Ain't gonna study one no more. Well, I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside.
down by the riverside, I'm gonna put on a long white robe. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study water no more. Well, I ain't gonna study water no more.
Legends.
Mm-hmm. Good
That's
stuff.
Become a huge Broadway show that toured all over the world, still is, and now I hear a motion picture is going to be made on this event.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Little did they know. You know what I was thinking about, too, as I was listening to that? Kind of like that Rolling Stones joke. You know how Mick Jagger just had heart surgery,
yeah.
and everybody's
yeah.
been sick in the Rolling Stones. Keith Richard, the hardy, partying, drinking, drugging, cigarette-smoking dude.
Is still alive.
Yeah, we just seen a
and
recent
he's been
picture.
Completely healthy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with him. No heart attacks, no diseases or anything. He's just
yeah.
still around. And Jerry Lee, of those guys, he was
yeah.
the hardest drinking, the hardest living,
yeah.
the wildest, you know,
yeah.
lifestyle-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the last man. Isn't that funny? Oh,
it is, but it's not.
There you go. All right, let's get back in. We still got a little bit of time for some more great Elvis 1956 tunes, so let's do it.
With it, I'm riding down a highway, or walking down a street. It makes no difference, baby, darling, every chance to meet. Each time I hold your little hand, it makes me feel so very nice. Any place is paradise when I'm with you. Whether we're standing on your doorstep, or sitting in a park, or strolling down a shady lane, or dancing in the dark, where I can take you in my arms and look into your pretty eyes. Any place is paradise when I'm with you. Any place is paradise when I'm with you. Kiss, oh brother, you got to kiss me too.
Oh, yeah. If you want to be kissed, well, you are going to kiss me, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, a fair exchange of vows and no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you will got to hug me too. Oh, yeah. If you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh, yeah. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Take it, well, no, baby, why try to give it? If we know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, the fair exchange of vows and no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you want to be hugged, well, you got to hug me, too. Oh, yeah, if you want to be hugged, well, baby, you got to hug me, too. Oh, yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
For a lot of criticism on your wiggling on the stage, and some people have called it suggestive. Do you mean it to be suggestive?
No, I've never thought of it as being suggestive. It's just my way of expressing the song.
You seem to be popular enough on your singing and appearance alone. Would you stop the wiggling if criticism grew too fast?
No, sir, I can't.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you loved me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Traveling night and day, I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it all, I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, it was dark at night. He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
Well, well, well. It's come to that time.
Boo, boo, boo.
Did you have fun today going back to 1956?
I had a blast today, yeah.
Thank you for sharing all that year in review with us. That was great.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You kind of walked in Elvis's footsteps for a year.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Hard blue suede shoes to walk in, too, aren't they?
Oh, man. There's some big blue suede shoes, yeah.
Any fine messages you'd like to share with our great family of friends out there who listen to Blue Suede Connection with us every week?
Well, I just thank them for their patronage, you know, right. Their Elvis love, and they're following us every week, which helps us keep growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. I just love the listeners, and thank you guys so much for being with us every week.
We love you guys, and we're going to do it all again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses even now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under a spell. The sight of the tears drives you out of it was all for me. I'll never know who taught her to lie. Now that it's over and done, who learned a lesson when she broke my heart?
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.